Okay, so let's quickly demonstrate the three different behaviors that you can get when you're pasting, depending on your ripple mode. So, I'm in Reaper, and I've got this little project set up just for an example.
Master, one item.
So, it's got two tracks in it. The first track has got one item on it, and that item is called
One more loop. Wow.
Old Loop Dot Wave. It starts at the moment at
R1 beat 10%.
bar 1 beat 1, and it ends
R5 beat 10%.
at bar 5 beat 1. So it's four bars exactly, this loop. On the second track,
Two one item.
also got one item,
One another old loop. R1.
and this one's called another old loop dot wave, just so we can distinguish between the two items that were already in the project. This one is also a four bar item that
R1 beat 10%.
starts at bar 1 beat 1
R5 beat 10%.
and also ends at bar 5 beat 1. So at the moment we've got two items in this project, old loop and another old loop. They're on two separate tracks, they're both exactly four bars long, and at the moment they both start at bar 1 beat 1 and end at the beginning of bar 5. Now what I've got on my clipboard is an item ready to be pasted called new loop dot wave, and that is also four bars long. So we're going to try pasting this three times, and each time we paste it, we're going to change the ripple mode. We're going to start with
Ripple off.
ripple off. So I'm going to make sure I'm at the beginning of the project.
R1.
I'm going to select track one,
One item.
and I'm going to paste.
One item added.
So that's new loop added into the project. Now let's look at the positions of these items to find out where that's gone and whether anything has changed as a result.
Two old loop off.
So we've got
One new loop off.
item one on track one is new loop, the thing I just pasted. Where does it start?
R1 beat 10%.
Bar one beat one. Okay, yeah, I'd expect that because that's where I pasted it. And where does it end?
R5 beat 10%.
Bar five. So it's pasted the full four bars just like I wanted it to. That's cool. Where is old loop?
Two old loop that was R1.
Ah,
R1 beat 10%.
so that starts at bar 1 beat 1 as well
R5 beat 10%.
and ends at bar 5. So nothing rippled, nothing moved when I pasted that item because ripple mode was turned off. What's happened on track 2? I would expect nothing because ripple mode is turned off, but let's just verify that seeing as we're here.
Two one item.
So I move to track 2, select the item
One another old loop that was R1.
that's starting at
R1 beat 10%.
bar 1 beat 1
R5 beat 10%.
and ending at bar 5. So the paste happened, but nothing rippled as a result. Nothing moved because our ripple mode was turned off. I'm going to undo that paste.
Undo paste items.
I'm going to change my ripple mode to per track.
Ripple per track.
And let's repeat the experiment. So go to the beginning of the project,
R1.
select track one,
One item.
paste.
One item added.
Okay, so now track one has got two items on it again. New loop that I've just pasted and old loop that was there originally. But let's look at the positioning of those now that ripple is set to per track.
One new loop that was.
There's new loop, the one that I pasted. It starts at,
R1 beat 10%.
that's where I'd expect because I pasted it there, and it ends at
R5 beat 10%.
bar 5. So the full four bars have been pasted. Now, where's old loop gone to? Remember, this used to start at bar 1 beat 1.
Two old loop that was. R5 beat 10%.
It starts at bar 5 beat 1.
R9.
And it ends
R9 beat 10%.
at bar 9. So we pasted a four bar item, right? New loop is four bars long. An old loop has scooched over later in time, or rippled, if you like, later in time by exactly four bars to accommodate it. What's happened on track two? I would expect nothing because our ripple mode was set to per track.
Two one item.
But let's just check. So I've gone to track two.
One another old loop that was R1.
Got another old loop here, the item that was originally here, and where is it residing?
R1 beat 10%.
Yeah, it's still at bar 1 beat 1. So no changes on any other tracks in the project because our ripple mode was set to per track. Let's undo
Undo paste items.
and do the last experiment. I'm going to change my ripple mode to all tracks this time.
Ripple all tracks.
Okay.
One old loop that was.
So
R1 beat 10%.
now we're back to the original conditions where
One old loop that was.
old loop
R1 beat 10%.
on track one starts at bar one beat one.
another old loop.
Another old loop starts on track two, and it starts at
R1 beat 1 0%.
Also bar one beat one. So we're back to the original test conditions.
One.
The only thing that's changed is that ripple edit is now set to all tracks. So let's paste one last time at the beginning of the project.
One item added.
There's our new loop item pasted. And let's have a look at the positions of these items now with ripple set to all tracks.
One new loop at bar.
So new loop.
R1 beat 1 0%.
Starts at bar 1, beat 1.
R5 beat 1 0%.
Ends at bar 5, beat 1. Old loop, also on track 1.
New old loop at bar. R5 beat 1 0%.
Starts at bar 5, beat 1.
R9 beat 1 0%.
Ends at bar 9, beat 1. So exactly the same behavior on the track that we've pasted into as we have with the last ripple mode. But the difference is what's happened with another old loop on track 2.
New one item.
We've still only got one item on this track because I didn't paste onto this track. But let's look at where it resides.
One another old.
Remember, in the previous example, this another old loop item was still hanging around at bar 1, beat 1. But now, with ripple mode set to all tracks,
R5 beat 1 0%.
Haha, it's shuffled over, or rippled over if you like, to stay in sync with the paste. It's moved four bars later in time to accommodate that paste, even though we pasted on track two, even though we pasted on track one, sorry, instead of track two. So what that tells you is that with ripple mode turned off, nothing will move as a result of you pasting extra media into the project. With ripple mode set to per track, stuff will ripple, stuff will move to accommodate the length of the media that you're pasting into the project, but only on the track that you're pasting onto. Everything else gets left untouched. With ripple set to all tracks, Reaper tries to keep everything in sync across all of the tracks in the project. So if you paste, you know, an additional 4 bars or 8 bars or 16 bars or whatever onto one track, as long as ripple all tracks is turned on before you paste, then everything in the project will be scooched later by 4, 8, or 16 bars, however long you've just pasted in, to accommodate that item. Hope it's helpful. I've just realized I haven't been talking about keystrokes, so if ripple's completely new to you, let's do a quick wrap up of keystrokes before I go. So you can check what your ripple mode is currently set to on Windows by hitting Control Shift P. And over on the Mac, that is Command Shift P. You can cycle through the three ripple settings off per track and all tracks on Windows with Alt Shift P. And over on the Mac, that would be Option Shift P, I believe. Okay. I am going this time. Bye.